When Senator McCain announced yesterday that he would suspend his presidential campaign starting today, we wondered, what does that suspension entail? And is it even possible for a major party nominee to stop running for president? Well, this morning, McCain attended, as scheduled, the Clinton Global Initiative in New York City, where he called for lawmakers to put politics aside while crafting the bailout plan. But McCain also worked in some favorite campaign themes, including his opposition to earmarks and a certain notorious bridge.
I would rather build a bridge to nowhere and put it square in the middle of Sedona, Arizona, than take money from teachers and farmers and small business owners to line the pockets of the Wall Street crowd that got us here in the first place.
And then the senator flew to Washington. He got to his office about 25 minutes before negotiators for both parties announced what they called a fundamental agreement.
Meanwhile, McCain's campaign said it was pulling its campaign ads today, though some did still make it to air across the country. And what about fundraising? The campaign said McCain and vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin would not attend any such events for the Republican National Committee. But the RNC, which has been spending millions of dollars to help McCain, would not say whether it would suspend fundraising.
And McCain's campaign committee has not been raising money anyway, since he's been taking public financing since the convention. Also, tonight, Senator McCain will be interviewed on ABC, CBS, and NBC.